Well, amen. Romans 1 and 8, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. What a testimony. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end you may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am a debtor, both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So, as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we're going to call pause right there. Amen. Would you pray with us? Amen. This morning. Father, I thank you, God, for your glorious word. Thank you, Lord, for the gospel that you've given us. Not just a word, God, but a word that is prepared. A word that is backed up. God, a prepared gospel. A gospel that says there is absolutely a hope. That God gives us great, God, comfort and great knowledge to know that you will back up your word. That you will deliver. That you will set the captive free. That you will fulfill your promises, sir. Thank you, Lord, this morning that you have not only spoken, but you will bring to pass your will and your purpose in lives that will dedicate themselves and believe you and consecrate unto you, God, the will and the work of heaven. May you minister, Lord. May we speak as the oracle of thee, and may you have glory and honor, and may the word of God find good ground. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. For just a little while this morning, gospel power. Amen. Gospel power is not just the power that, amen, for preachers. It's for the saints of God. Amen. Throughout, whoever we are, amen, we are to be his witnesses, amen, throughout the world of the gospel. Amen. The word gospel simply means good news. Amen. Thank God that God's word and God's gospel is good news. What does it mean, good news, Brother Joel? Man don't have to die in his sin. Amen. Man don't have to have a godless, hopeless, horrible eternity. Amen. But man can have an eternity like God intended. Amen. That's the good news. Amen. Why? Because Jesus made the way that we could have that glorious opportunity. Amen. The Apostle Paul hazarded his life. Amen. Even contending among his brethren. Amen. Because he, amen, not only did he believe the gospel, he experienced the gospel. Amen to God. You see, that's what the whole of the glorious part, amen, of being a witness is that we experience the gospel of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only have I heard the word of God, but believe the word of God. And believe in the word of God. Amen. And taking action upon that faith. Amen. Bringing about repentance. Amen. And God responding to that repentance. Amen. Bringing about the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And by the blood being applied, the Spirit of God coming and taking up his abode, and that new creature in Christ. Amen. Becoming a very real part of who we are. Amen. So that our lives, amen, are transformed by the power of God. Amen. Romans chapter 12. Amen. He said, well, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. Verse number 2. Amen. But be ye transformed, amen, by the word of God. Amen. I'm telling you, that word transformed means to cut across the grain. Amen. It simply means to be changed. Amen to God. Thank God. Amen. That the gospel will change us. Amen. You know why? Amen. I can tell you that there's a in the world today. I stand amazed sometimes because the world is more vehement in their belief by the power of the gospel than the church a lot of times. Why you say that, Brother Joe? They fight against it harder. Amen. If we believed as much, amen, like the world believed, I'm talking about when I say we, the church system, amen, believe the gospel is as powerful as the world believes it is, amen, I believe we'd have be more adamant, amen, about making sure that the gospel was heralded. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you ain't nothing more powerful, amen, in this world than the gospel of Christ. Amen. They're very clear in the Word of God, amen, that God give power and authority to the church. He gave a commission to the church. Go into all the world. Amen. That means just wherever you go. Amen. Don't matter if you're in the United States, amen, your community, wherever that you go, amen, go into all the world, preach the gospel to some creatures. No, to every creature. Amen. That means whoever you meet it to, listen, it don't matter what they are, where they come from, what creed or religion, you preach the gospel to them. Amen. I know nowadays that, amen, that if you, amen, if you go to trying to preach the gospel to somebody of another faith, especially if they're some of the radical faiths in the world, they'll try to get you in trouble. That's all right. I have a commandment right here in this book. Amen, didn't say preach the gospel except if they're Muslims. You preach the gospel except if they're Hindu, amen, or Buddhist or whatever. You preach the gospel to every creature. Amen. Oh, I thank God this morning. I'm standing in front of you this morning because of gospel power. Amen. We're here this morning because of gospel power. Amen. My. Amen. No wonder the Apostle Paul, amen, writes in that first book of Romans here, that first letter, amen, that he wrote in the first part of this letter, and says to them, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Thank God. You don't have to be ashamed of what works. Amen. There's a lot of people go around selling a whole lot of things. Amen. I think a person ought to be proud of their product. Amen. You know, you can get in trouble sometimes with your product. Amen. But you'll never get in trouble as far as it not working with God's gospel. Amen. Because it don't matter where you go. It don't matter what the chains are that a person's bound with. It don't matter how deep they are in sin. Amen. This gospel is big enough and great enough to deliver them out of the darkest pit. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, amen, but everywhere that you and I go, amen, there's always somebody that is there, amen, and if we'll allow God to lead us, amen, He will lead us to people. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Brother Tony talks about it in the Sunday school lesson. I can tell you God leads you to people not just to be there, amen, but He leads us to those things because He's got something for us to do. Last Sunday morning, we preached on, amen, for the joy. Amen. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross, despising the shame. Amen. I want to tell you, what was the joy, Brother Joe? The salvation of the sons and daughters of men. Amen. He looked beyond the travail. He looked beyond all the suffering. And He seen what glorious things, amen, were going to be brought out of that. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. We got to look beyond, amen, the travail. We got to look beyond, amen, the little temporary things of now and see that if we can get folks to Jesus, amen, that it's going to make an eternal difference. Come on with me this morning. Hallelujah. I can tell you, amen, I believe that Brother Ravenhill said, amen, but he said that preaching changes times, but prayer changes eternity. Amen. What's he talking about? Getting God involved, amen, in the process, and let God's work fall through, and the power of that gospel, amen, begin to reach souls. Amen. That's why Brother Joe's adamant. Amen. About missionary work. Amen. About broadcast. Amen. About web. Wherever that you can find a way. Amen. For the gospel. I'm adamant. Why? Amen. Because the enemy knows. Amen. That somebody hears. Amen. And God gets a hold of them. Amen. I make a point sometimes to listen to the broadcast on the Pensacola station at 7:15 in the morning. Amen. At 10, I believe it's 10:70 a.m. Amen. Could pick it up out here sometimes. Not the best in the world. Amen. But it still comes in loud enough to hear. I listened this morning. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? I'm talking to God. Amen. Lord, I want you to speak. Amen. Through that business. I want, amen, the Holy Ghost. Amen. To work so that that Word of God, amen, will pierce right to the soul of men. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, God's Word, amen, by the Holy Ghost goes forth. Amen. It will change things. Hello? I said it'll change things. Amen. Don't let that devil tell you. Amen. I want to tell you, when God puts it on you to witness and you feel that little, amen, you feel that bubbling coming up. Come on, anybody that's done that knows what I'm talking about. You feel something, I mean, just like it's about to blow up in you. Come on. Amen. And God, if you'll just let the top off of it, amen, God will just let it bubble out. Hello. Amen. Glory to God. I never have forgot the first time I preached on the street. Amen. In Bruton. Amen. I'm telling you, God preached me so hard I thought I was going to die. Amen. Come on. You got to learn how to breathe. Amen. I was preaching so hard I didn't have time to get a breath. Amen. But it's like a well. I know what it means when you said it's going to be like a well of water shut up in you. That springs forth under everlasting life. Amen. I can tell you, I used to sing an old song years ago. It's a bubbling. It's a bubbling. It's bubbling in my soul. Amen. I can tell you, folks will pray and seek God. Stay in that Word. Amen. When they get around somebody that needs it, amen, God will turn on the fountain. Amen. He'll wobble. He'll bubble that out of your soul. And when it comes forth, it'll be living water. Hello. I said, it'll be living water. Woo! Glory. I know the world, amen, may fight against it, don't like it. But here, Brother Joe, amen, I can tell you the Holy Ghost can do things the world can't gainsay. Hello? I know a God that is greater than all that is in that world. Amen. A lot of times, if we're not careful, we allow the devil to convince us, amen, that God's not big enough. Amen. We need to get back in the altar and get back in the book until we've got the knowledge that David had and many other folks had that God's big enough. Amen. And glory to God. Amen. And know what, amen, the writer said in the book of Romans, if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen. Hallelujah. So here, the Apostle Paul, right into the church at Rome. Amen. I've tried too many times to come, but God has let me go somewhere else. Amen. Come on. Amen. God knows what He's doing. Amen. But He never faulted God that I might have fruit among you as well as other Gentiles. Amen. The Apostle Paul, but when he comes on down and he says to that church at Rome, for I am not ashamed. Amen. I know some of this TBN crowd gets caught up in that first part of that chapter. Amen. That I may. Amen. Come on. They get into all this stuff about trying to pass on something that they don't really have power and authority over. That I may impart unto you some spiritual gift. Amen. The Apostle Paul's not running around, amen, claiming he's imparting the gifts of God. Amen. He's simply, amen, telling them that by our mutual, amen, fellowship, amen, that God may out of that through obedience work something in you. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. God ain't never give man the gift to give to somebody else. Come on. That's heresy. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the administrator of the gifts. Hallelujah. He does according to the purpose of God. Amen. So that God already knows what He's doing, how to do it. He don't need nobody else. Amen. Interfering. All He's asked of us is simply to be the channel, the vessel through which He may operate through. Amen. That's my duty. That's your duty. Amen. Lord, whatever you want to do, whenever you want to do it, for as long as you want to do it, let it be, sir. Amen. Oh, God said, I will work, but who shall let it? Amen. I've made people angry with that scripture. Oh, Brother Joe. Amen. I said, you need to work that word. Look that word led up. I said, I already have. Amen. Who will give God that opportunity? Amen. You understand something. If I'm not subject to God, if I'm not walking, trying to listen to God, amen, then God can't find a whole lot for me to do. Amen. Why would you want to try to give somebody something to do that didn't pay you no attention? Amen. Wasn't going to obey you no how. Come on. I worked crews in the end. When I was in the military, I run a crew of about 30-something folks working night. Amen. I had somebody I couldn't trust. You know what I'd do? I'd put them over helping somebody that I could trust. Why? Because I've been foolish to send them out by themselves. Amen. God's not a fool. He knows what He's doing. Amen. You want God to work in your life, and I want God to work in mine. Amen. Let me be subject to God. Let me be willing. Let me have, amen, the mindset of Jonathan's armor bearer when he said, do all that is in thine heart. I'm with you. Oh, whatever it is, it don't matter. I'm right here. I'm ready. Come on with Brother Joe. If God can find people like that, I want to tell you He'll open up heaven. Amen. He'll open up the spout and He'll pour out His glory. Woo. Why? Because God's always willing to work. Amen. I realize this. Like, oh, I don't know if God's willing. Amen. I'm telling you. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory. Woo. Behold, it's not my will that any should perish, saith the Lord. I have not withheld. Behold, I'm not limited because of my desire, saith the Lord. But behold, limited because of men and women who will not yield themselves and submit themselves that I may work, saith the Lord. Behold, if thou wilt give me opportunity, shall I not set forth my hand? Behold, have I not spoken, and shall I not bring to pass my word, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Woo. Amen. Amen. The Apostle Paul says to the church at Corinth, oh, Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you. You're not straightening us. Amen. What's he telling them? Amen. The word straight means constricted. Amen. You're not constricted or, if you will, limited. Amen. Because of us. Amen. But he said, you are straightened through your own bowels. Amen. What is that? Through your own desire. Amen. It's what has caused the restriction. Amen. If you get your desire right, Corinth. Amen. If you get your mind right with God and your heart right with God and your spirit right, come on. Amen. Then, amen, I can tell you God would work. And he said, oh, Corinthians, be ye enlarged. Get rid of what's restricting. Amen. The purpose and the will of God. Amen. Let it get washed out. Amen. My. Amen. I'm telling you, we get good under conviction. We can get down before God and tell Him, wash me. Like David did in the 51st Psalm. Cleanse me. Amen. Glory to God. Purge me, Lord, with hyssop. Amen to God. Then God, amen, we can teach transgressors thy ways. And you can move, Father. Amen. Every branch, He said, that bringeth forth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Amen. So I want to just quickly, the gospel power. Amen. And the writer that I'm reading this morning, actually the one who just simply heard the voice. Amen. And God, amen, from God, the Apostle Paul. Amen. Here's a man sitting at the feet of Gamaliel. He's a strict, amen, Pharisee. Amen. He's of the tribe of Benjamin. Amen. And he said, as touching the law, he's blameless concerning man's view and man's understanding of the law. But he come to a knowledge that concerning God, he's not that way. Amen. Come on. Yes. Amen. A lot of people have faulted the Apostle Paul because he was a zealot. Amen. He's a zealot in what he knew. But when he comes to the knowledge of his condition, he's just as zealous, amen, then, for the cause of righteousness as he was for the cause of religion. Come on. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, never a more zealous man, amen, outside of Christ than the Apostle Paul. Amen. That when he's come to the knowledge of Jesus and he's been born again and God's done a work in his life, amen, and God sent his servant over and opened him eyes, amen, and God has blessed him, amen, he's preached Christ in such a way they had to put him over the wall in a basket. My. Amen. You talk about a conversion. Amen. The Apostle Paul had himself a conversion. Amen. I know his name was Saul. Amen. He's the head and shoulders. Amen. I think sometimes he may have had that man called, he's such a little fella. He's trying to Amen. Little fellas sometimes try to blow up the front. Amen. Kind of like that old hog-nosed snake, blow up and spread, amen, and spread out and look, try to look like a mean something. Amen. But when he got right with God, he went back and called himself Paul. Amen. By the way, Paul means little. Hallelujah. He knew. Amen. He wasn't nothing. But I want to tell you, amen, what Brother Ravenhill said was a man that by church history and legend stood probably 4'6", 7 inches tall, bald-headed, and bow-legged. Amen. When he rode into town, he didn't ride in by himself. Amen. He come with the power of God. He said that to the church at Corinth. When I come to you, I was in much fear and much trembling. Amen. But I didn't come to you in wise words, a men's sister, a men's wisdom. Amen. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. But I come, amen, in the demonstration of the Spirit and in the power of God, that your faith should stand in Him. Hallelujah. Ooh, what did he come doing, Brother Joe? He come preaching the gospel. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, listen, when a lot of people made emphasis on baptizing, amen, he said, God didn't send me to baptize. He sent me to preach the gospel. Amen. Come on, a lot of people, listen, we've come to, God didn't send them. Now, Brother Joe, you believe in, no, I believe in water baptism. Amen. I believe in the Lord's Supper. Two institutions that Christ instituted, water baptism and the Lord's Supper. They both have, everything to do with a experience and a relationship with God. But they must be true. Amen. Come on. That water baptism says, I died with Him. Amen. Come on. As I went down in that water and I've been resurrected in the newness of life, I've not come up the same man that went down. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you. Oh, listen. I'm telling you. Amen. I come up a new creature. Amen. I didn't come up the same old man. Amen. I believe that old singer said, and the old man is dead. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, if you want to keep that relationship right, we must keep that old man dead and let that new man after Christ live. The Apostle Paul said, amen, neither circumcision or uncircumcision to the church at Galatia. Amen. Amen. Holding the results, but a new creature. I've been born again. I've been changed. I've been newborn. Amen. The power of the gospel. Listen, there ain't anybody in this world can do what the gospel can do. There's not a government. Amen. Listen, how easy people just sell off. Amen. I'm telling you, we got the best thing that's ever been known to man. We got the only thing that can deliver mankind from his own self and from his own destiny, which is an eternal burning pop in hell. Come on. There ain't a government program in this world that can deliver a person, amen, from a life of sin. But there is, amen, a free work of God. Amen. If man will hear the gospel, if he will believe, amen. Listen to what the Apostle Paul said. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Amen. And he went on and said, for it is, not it's going to be. Amen. Not it used to be. Come on. I mean, we got folks who almost say, it used to be the power of God. Come on. What happened? Amen. He's still alive. He's still available. Amen. What wrong, Brother Joe? They quit believing. Amen to God. I said, they quit believing. It is the power of God unto salvation. To who? To everyone that believeth. To the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Amen. Whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. The universal invitation that is given in Revelation 22 and 21. In the close of the book, mine, the Spirit. Come on. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you, in the Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. Mine. And let everyone that is athirst come and drink of the water of life freely. My. I'm telling you, amen, the church has got the grandest thing. Amen. I don't matter where you go in the world. It don't matter what folks are bound by. It don't matter who you meet, amen, how many drugs they're on, amen, or how messed up their life is, amen, my, amen, you can look them in the eye and tell them, I know a man, amen, who can, I know somebody, and break all your chains, don't matter if you're a legion, amen, if you're twice what legion was, I know somebody, amen, that knows how to deliver you, amen, that knows how to give you a life out of that mess you got, amen, that knows how to turn you around, and set your feet on solid rock, hey, and establish your goings. I know somebody that knows how to get you out of that horrible pit where your feet stuck in the miry clay. When everybody else says you can't do it, It can't be done. Amen. I got another word for you. It can. Hallelujah. I never preached anywhere. Listen, I preached where there's some people in bad shape. Amen. If you go down there on Main Street, Pensacola, they used to run the Jesus Care Center. Know the man who run that for several years ago. Amen. Back then, they lived down there in them old culverts. Amen. They snort anything they could get in their brain. Amen. To get them what they thought was out of this world, they'd sniff gasoline. Come in that place, they just as glassy-eyed as they could be. They didn't hardly know where they were. Amen. What'd you do, brother? Y'all go down there to preach. Ask God. Amen. Come on. God knows how to get through that delirium. Amen. Just as well as God knows how to get past all the blindness that the devil's got. Amen. The word of God of this world, your Bible and my Bible says, had blinded their eyes. Listen, amen, but this gospel's got something on that. Amen. It goes beyond the blindness of them eyes. It goes right on in and pierces into that very spirit. Amen. Where they live at. Come on. I can tell you, God can bring conviction, amen, to the hardest soul. Amen. If the Holy Ghost is at work. Amen. And somebody's willing to be a vessel. Ooh. Yeah, they preached to them first. If you fed them, that was it. They'd fill that belly and away they'd go. What they needed, amen, they didn't need it in their belly. They needed it in their soul. Come on. Amen. I can tell you, thank God for everybody that works and runs those places. I had to come in behind people and preach who just preached to them. Amen. Some of the most off-the-wall gospel I'd ever heard in my life. Amen. You just accept Christ and basically was just basically trying to get them to go through some little repeat after me. And all your troubles will be over. Amen. You'll find job, find car. I mean, they're preaching all that. I'm going to tell you, that ain't in that book. Amen. I'm going to tell you, come on. That is not in that book. But I tell you what is in that book. Amen. That he will break every chain of sin. Amen. He will break every power of the devil. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. Man's got to preach that gospel like it's supposed to be. Amen. God can tell you, God ain't worried about, amen, giving me fine cars and homes and wealth. And come on. I thank God for the blessings. Amen. But what God's primarily concerned about, amen, is that my soul and your soul and whoever else's soul out there is right with him. That's what matters. You know, a lot of times people get away from the main thing, and when they do, they get away from the operation of the Holy Ghost. He ain't come down there to bless, amen, somebody's made-up gospel. He ain't coming, amen, to bless somebody's little fabricated, amen, stories trying to get somebody in on their little schism. Come on. He's come to do what the Word of God said. He will back up that gospel. Amen. Christ must be elevated. He must be the one. Amen. I can tell you, when the federal government looked at that, amen, that group and said, my, we don't understand how that 5 years down the road, that Teen Challenge has such a wonderful, amen, plan that is still working 5 years down the road. Hey, we'd like to know, amen, what your secret is. One word, we can tell you what our secret is. Jesus. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I thank God there's a few things that, amen, that Brother David Wilkerson done is still sticking around and still holding. Amen. Thank God for people, amen, that understand something that without Christ you can't change anybody. Amen. You can go through motions. They can fool all the kind of rehabs you want to go through. It's nothing more than than some ritual of man. But I can tell you, if you get to the Master, amen, and the Master can get a hold of you, oh, hallelujah, it's not the same. Ain't nobody ever, amen, touched him and he touched him that left like they were. Come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. If he touches our hearts, amen, the Word of God said in the book of Samuel, and there went with him, talking about Saul, a group of men whose hearts God had touched. God had done something. Amen. Yes, later Saul messes all that up. You can mess it up. Amen. Come on. You waste what God gives you. Amen. Or we can allow God, amen, let God use what he's given us and move through us. Amen. I'm not ashamed. Gospel power. Amen. There's nothing in this world. Amen. The people out, amen, over there across the Sea of Gennesaret, they don't know what to do with that man. He's up there in the tombs. He cuts himself. He howls in the night. He's a madman. Amen. He's bound. Amen. He's full of devils. He don't even know what to do with himself. Amen. They're afraid of him. They put chains on him. He's broke them like they were just grass and straw. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. But I'm telling you, a man named Jesus, amen, set his toe on the brink of the Sea of Gennesaret in the land of the Gadarenes. Amen. And I'm telling you, them demons that's in that man, they knew, amen, something that, amen, a lot of those disciples didn't even understand yet. They knew their game is up. Come on with Brother Joe. It's bad. We studied about Rahab this morning in Sunday school. Isn't it something, amen, that sometimes those folks, that everybody don't think nothing of, amen, got more faith in God than the folks who claim to know Him. Well, how you say that for Brother Joe? She knew. Amen. She knew. She knew enough. Come on. How you know she knew? Because she took action. You see, only, listen, people that are sane, amen, know something. They act on that. Come on. I know that word. Come on, that world, the enemies drove a lot of folks insane. They know better, but they ain't going to change. Come on, they're going to fight against. Listen, we've come to an age, amen, when we got to, amen, that homosexual crowd, they don't want anybody to even say that they've been delivered. Why? Because if somebody can, amen, live in proof, stands up and says that, then their game is up. Hello? And the devil don't want his game to, amen, up. Amen. He wants him to think that God made them that way. Amen. And that they just naturally that way. Come on. Somebody's lying to somebody. They were born capable of that. That don't mean God made them to be that kind of creature. Now, I read in that book in the beginning, God said it was good. Now listen, God's not a two-faced God. Amen. But God said it was good. He didn't go over there then and say that that sin's an abomination. If God had made him that way, why? If God does that, then he's a liar. But he's not a liar. Amen. He's the truth. Amen. So, amen, they don't even want nobody to show up. Amen. That there is a way of deliverance. Brother, I was reading about a big service where they had people witnessing about their being delivered from that lifestyle. And I believe, if I'm not making a mistake, that they were in Philadelphia. Amen. And those folks were so angry that they were outside beating on the walls of that church. Amen. So loud you couldn't hardly hear anything on the inside. Amen. I want to tell you something. Though ain't a whole lot changed. Amen. Take a look at that crowd down there at Lot. Amen. In Sodom and Gomorrah. These angels smote them folks with blindness. What did they do? Did they quit? Did they get on their knees and repent? No. They filled around hunting the door, amen, without having any eyesight. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. The Word of God says what we're going to arrive at in the last days. Were they ashamed when they committed these abominations? Nay, they were not ashamed, and neither could they blush. Did that mean, Brother Joe, that folks need to quit preaching the gospel? Oh, no. Come on. Amen. Jesus said, for it must needs be that there shall not come a time when there is not a prophet in Jerusalem. Come on. Oh, come on. What is that about, old Herod? You go tell that fox. Amen. You go ahead and tell him. And I what I want today, and I do cures tomorrow, and on the third day I'm going to be perfect. He ain't talking about getting right. He said on the third day, he said, when I get through, amen, I'm going to have a plan. I'm going to bring salvation to bear. Glory to God. You tell him, I'm going to fulfill the will of the Father. It don't matter about Herod, how he likes it or don't. We got too many folks in this modern day church world that's worried about what that world feels like. Makes no difference what that world thinks or feels like. What makes a difference is what does God say? Amen. If we just preach the gospel, trust God. Amen. Hey, listen, God told me a long time ago, preaching the street, said you're going to have to give where you you're not having any fear. Amen. I can't use you as long as you're full of fear. Amen. You got to get the victory over that business. Put your trust in me. Amen. He said, hey, look, if you don't believe that I can keep you, amen, how can you go preach that I can deliver somebody? Come on. God, I said, well, sir, you definitely got a point. Amen. Sometimes God can talk to you and you feel like you can walk under the carpet, not even bump your head. And he ain't been mean about it. He's just trying to get us to see what is the truth. Amen. You says you go. You can't go in fear. Amen. And my Bible says the fearful and the unbelieving are not going to be a part, amen, of the inhabitants of that city. Amen. Amen. Paul writes to that young preacher Timothy and says, for he hath not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. Translated timidity. Amen. Come on. Because you're afraid of self-preservation and all that comes. Oh, no. Amen. I want to tell you, if I love God, I'll trust God. Amen. Listen, if God don't want nobody to put you out of this world, there ain't nobody that can. Amen. But if God wants you out of this world and everybody wants you to stay, you're in trouble. Hello? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. So he had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Amen. You spread glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo! Behold, my word is clear, saith the Lord. Have I not spoken, and shall I not bring it to pass? I have declared unto thee that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, but I will go with thee all the way, even to the end of the world. Behold, I am with you always, saith the Lord. Behold, and if you walk with me, I'll walk with you. I'll fill you with my spirit. I'll cause you to be my vessels. And I will pour out of my spirit upon you, saith the Lord, that it may pour through you out into a world. Woe, and may I say unto thee, to them that believe, that same spirit shall abide in them and work in them as that has worked in thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. My, I'm telling you, we live in a world that when folks is bound on drugs, they give them another drug, try to get them off the other one. Come on. What kind of foolishness is that? What do they wind up doing, Brother Joe? They wind up hooked on the one that, amen, they gave them to get them off the other one. Hello? I got a God. Amen. Oh, Brother Joe, yes, they may have to go through withdrawals, but God will help folks going through withdrawals. Matter you want to be delivered or not. Amen. I've seen people, amen, God delivered, didn't have no withdrawals. I've seen other folks God delivered, amen, had to face those things. Amen, but God was with them. He didn't leave them in the business. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. But I know a God that can break the chains. I know a God that can deliver folks from bad habits. Amen. I know a God that can deliver people, amen, from not listening to, amen, to what God says. I know a God that can deliver people from being a hater of God. Yeah, glory. Because Jesus came and died for them too. Hello? There's not a person in this world. Oh, Brother Joe, this and that one. There's not a person in this world that Jesus hadn't come and died for. Hello? My Bible says, not God's will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for gospel power. For God, from Genesis to Revelation, your word is replete with example upon example, with the power of God at work in the life of human vessels. How glorious, sir, is your glorious handiwork. How wonderful is your plan, sir, that if men will simply, God, follow it, and with the simplicity of a child, it will bring deliverance, it will bring joy, it will bring victory, and it will bring a shout of triumph in the end, and men will allow you to continue and fulfill that plan to the end. It will bring a joyous, eternal shout of glory and praise unto you. Let's just close in prayer this morning. Amen. The gospel that we have is precious. Amen. There are places around the world where men do their best to limit or to absolutely snuff out the gospel altogether. Amen.